This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating preoperative evaluation on patient Paz, PAZ, birth name Mauricio, M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O, date of birth April 14, 1956, date of evaluation June 1st, 2026, referring physician Dr. Santino, the chief complaint 70-year-old male seeing preoperatively for right shoulder pain, the HPI. The patient is a 70-year-old male who reports an industrial injury dating to 2021. He stated by he was hit by a container and subsequently had injury to C4, 5, and 6 vertebrae. Period. In addition, he injured the right and left shoulder. Period. He then underwent spinal surgery in 2024. Correction. In 2004, he underwent left shoulder surgery in 2010. Again, his initial injury was 2002. Period. He has had ongoing pain involving the right shoulder, which he described as sharp. Period. Pain is rated 5/10. It is associated with locking off his shoulders. Period. The right shoulder pain occurs randomly at times, comma, he is able to lift the right shoulder, but not so at other times. Period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. However, he has had history of coronary artery disease. Period. The past medical history includes 1, coronary artery disease, next number, hypertension, next number, stents placed in 2024, next number, right rotator cuff tear and repair, next number, left shoulder injury, period. Medications, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams one daily, ramipril, 2.5 milligrams one daily, cetirizine, 10 milligrams one daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, singulair, 10 milligrams 1HS, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died with myocardial infarction. Social history, the patient is a prior smoker. He quit in 2017. He reports occasional alcohol use. He notes marijuana use, but denies any cigarette smoking. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/64, pulse 59, respiratory rate 16. Height 69 inches, weight 178 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction, period. There is restricted range of motion on external rotation, period. Examination is otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm. There is evidence of first degree AV block, period. Interval, the PR interval is noted to be 23.2 milliseconds, period. There is loss of R waves and lead 3 and AVF, consistent with old anterior wall myocardial infarction, period. Lab work, the white blood cell count, 10.7, hemoglobin, 16.3, platelets, 283. The urinalysis, specific gravity 1.005, otherwise unremarkable. New line sodium 141, potassium 4.6, fluoride. Right. 100 bicarb. DUN 15, creatinine 0.98, glucose 116, period. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury, period. He underwent subsequent MRI of the shoulder, which revealed rotator cuff tendinosis, partial thickness articular tear involving the distal tendon fibers, and critical zone of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus is identified without significant retraction. There is additionally superimposed calcific tendinitis, period. Patient now felt to require surgery. It is anticipated that he will undergo rotator cuff repair. Period. He has underlying coronary artery disease and his status both standing in 2024, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He apparently is not currently on an antiplatelet medication, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, but antiplatelet should be considered given his history of coronary artery disease and stents, period. This can be restarted in the postoperative setting, period. Dr. Rowington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.